six ways the enemy tries to derail you. Like I said earlier, light attracts bugs, and the devil is a blood-sucking mosquito. You won't be able to prevent every mosquito from sticking its vampire beak in you, but you might be able to slap many of them dead before they inject their venom under your skin. Number one, your enemy will use accusations. What happens to you when someone falsely accuses you of something? If you're like me, your blood starts to boil and your mind races to defend yourself. What will you do if someone accuses you of having ill motives? Oh, you're only doing this to get promoted. You're only doing this so that you can be seen. Oh, he's really stealing from the company. Didn't you know that? You see, immediately after the magnificent Nehemiah 2, 17 and 18 moment when Nehemiah rallied the troops with his I Have a Dream speech, the very next verse says this in verse 19. But when Sambalat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, "What is this thing you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?" These cronies accused Nehemiah of rebelling against the king. Seriously? They had used this tactic previously, and it worked. Remember, Nehemiah's efforts to rebuild were the third rebuilding wave. The first wave came a few years prior to rebuild the temple. And when they started building, look at these same enemies, and look at what they said. In Ezra 4:4-6, it says this, "Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. They wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And the result of that written accusation to stop the temple? The construction ceased. The plan of God momentarily stopped and the enemy won. But not this time." Check out Nehemiah's immediate response to these cronies, these enemies, these mosquitoes. "So I answered them and said, 'The God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem.'" Nehemiah 2:20. I love how Nehemiah was. He was focused. He didn't let their accusations steer him in the least. Why? Because he wasn't a people pleaser, he was a God pleaser. And when people falsely accuse you of something, do you spend your time and energy trying to prove your innocence? Or do you acknowledge their accusation and then move on building your wall? I remember with vivid clarity the day I had to choose whether to respond to false accusations as Ezra temple builders had or as Nehemiah had. Firing cannons at sparrows. The principle became clear to me when I worked in 2004 as the assistant to the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. He founded Liberty University and pastored a 20,000-member church in Virginia. So here I was, a 22-year-old kid full of passion and whose life motto was "Ready, Fire, Aim." And one of my assignments was to do research for TV interviews. So about once a week, one of the national news outlets would request an interview. And I'll never forget one time when one of the big boys, ABC, NBC, CBS, I'm not going to tell you which one, but they came out and they interviewed us for 4 hours. I was right there the whole time. I saw the whole thing. Then, sitting on my couch the next day watching the evening news, I was shocked at how they had edited out almost everything Dr. Falwell had said, and they spun it to what they wanted, and I was furious. So the next day, I stormed into the office ready to take down the entire TV network single-handedly if I needed to. I barged into Dr. Falwell's office expecting him to be furious too. I said, did you watch the interview last night?
Yes.
And?
It was good.
What? It was terrible. They took everything out of context and they spun your words to match their agenda. How can that be good?
And then he told me in his booming voice, "Young Philip, I've been doing this for 50 years. I've made a lot of mistakes and I've learned a lot through the years. I'm never surprised when lost people act lost. I know you're upset. I was too when I was your age. But I've learned through my failures that there's no reason to fire cannons at sparrows. God is a big God. He knows our hearts, and that's all that matters." Talk about perspective. There's no reason to fire cannons at sparrows. See, that kind of advice had carried me while I was in the ministry. And believe it or not, many, many people in our church world, they don't like the dreaded four-letter word of change. Change, in their minds, is the cardinal sin. We've never done it that way before, they sing. Their mission statement, "Preacher, we own you." Remember the news? At times, I have needed trusted people to follow me home from leadership meetings because I feared for my life. Updating the church's color in the bulletin really hacks some people off, apparently. Seriously, though, I can't make this stuff up. Even when the majority membership of a church has agreed to change, some folks still dream of lynching the pastor. In thinking about accusations, I'm reminded of this quote by Marcus Tullius Cicero. He says, "As fire when thrown into water is cooled down and put out, so also a false accusation, when brought against a man of the purest and holiest character, boils over and is once dissipated, himself standing unmoved." So, if you are facing unfair accusations, take heart. You are in great company. God knows your heart. God knows your motives. And you should sleep well at night.